God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well, having a wonderful week. Thank the Lord for the rain and this beautiful day He's given us. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening as we open up service. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request this evening? Sister Lori? Absolutely. Most definitely will. Anyone else on my right side with a prayer request, spoken prayer request? All righty. Anyone on the left? All righty. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Anyone up on the roster?
I have a
unspoken. Unspoken? All righty. Unspoken. And if you do have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Let's also remember those that are traveling, those that aren't able to be with us this evening, whether it is traveling, vacation, sickness, shut in. And we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, as we gather together tonight, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we just lift you up, honor you, and praise you. Lord, may we be ready to receive your message tonight, dear Lord, your word, and to feel your holy presence. Lord, as we come to you and gather together, dear Lord, we lift up each and every prayer request, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, we ask for you to just to strengthen them and guide them and give them that peace that only you can provide. And, dear Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, not able to be with us in a nursing home or assisted living, dear Lord, or in the hospital or at home with recovery, there are so many situations right now going on. And, dear Lord, we know that you're the mighty God. And, dear Lord, we're placing them in your hands. Dear Lord, for anyone watching on our live feed or at a later date, dear Lord, if they have a prayer request, dear Lord, you know their situation and their needs. And again, we honor you, dear Lord. We praise you. Lord, we ask you to be with our pastor and his family as they travel this week. Dear Lord, keep them safe. Bring them back at their appointed time. And dear Lord, for each and every one of us, dear Lord, as we come together, Lord, may we be mindful of your will. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Need y'all's help tonight. As we just lift up the Lord. Let's all just lift up the Lord in our praise and singing. Just a little talk with Jesus.
I'm
may be seated if you can. Just love each and every one of you. So glad you was able to join us tonight. Really appreciate all your prayers and all lifted up. There's so many testimonies of praise in those situations that God is handling. And I think we need to be about just letting folks know what God is doing and how that He's still an on-time God and that He is still in charge and He's still on the throne. Just praise God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Don't forget, June 26th, Saturday, is our work day. We're going to come in and spruce up the place and get everything ready for homecoming and Vacation Bible School. Also, Vacation Bible School, go ahead and mark your calendar if you haven't. It's July 18th through 21st. Really looking forward to it. And if you'd still like to help, there's an opportunity that if you would just let us know, and we'll just be glad to put you in touch with the right folks. And for all of you watching online, if you have a prayer request or need, just place it in the comment category. And we'll just ask we'll just be praying with you, because it's not about us, it's all about Him. Praise God. Brother Bitsy, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, dear Jesus.
Amen.
Line it was talking about, he's our soon coming king, and I know we want the Lord to use you tonight, for time's running out. We're going to do anything for the Lord. Now's the time to do it. That song is just so wonderful, and I appreciate the lady singing it. But I'm just going to tell you this little song right here. I ain't sure I know it, all of it, but I got the words wrote down this time. I'm going to try to sing it. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed in the blood. Well, I've been held by the Savior. I felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I was baptized in love. All my hope is in Jesus. God, yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed in the blood. Well, now I'm no stranger to prison. I was shackled by sin. But now I'm freed and forgiven. I've been made whole again. That's why all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed in the blood. Now all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. 'Cause I've been washed in the blood. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that blood. Thank God.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Just praise.
I think I'm going to try Peace Speaker, if they can find it. We haven't done it in a while, so practice on you guys.
Is it E flat?
You have to help me with the ending.
Okay.
It was such a lovely day, and the sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way, not a storm cloud was in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the peace. There's never been another man with the power of this friend. By simply saying, "Peace, be still," he can calm the strongest winds. And so now I'll never worry when the storm clouds come my way. I know that he is near to drive away my fears, and I can smile and say, I know the Peace Speaker. I know him by controls the winds and the waves. When he says, "Peace, be still," they have to obey. I'm glad I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know him by name.
It's in B flat. Praise the Lord. Already blessed with the songs we've heard. I worship as I sing. Every time I tried to make it on my own, every time I tried to stand and start to fall, all those lonely roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus. When this life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. The man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. On the mountains, in the valleys, there was Jesus. In the shadows of the alleys, there was Jesus. In the fire, in the flood, there was Jesus. Always is and always was. And I'll never walk alone. You were always there. You were always there. A blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. There was Jesus.
I was thinking, could you do another, a little bit more of that song for us? Let's all just worship the Lord this evening. Let it, Lord, just minister to us.
For the man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. it or couldn't see it. There was Jesus on the mountains, in the valleys. There was Jesus in the shadows of the alleys. There was Jesus and the fire in the flood. There was Jesus always is and always was. A blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. There was
praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this evening. Praise God. Praise the Lord. From the Red Book hymnals to the old songs of the saints that have gone before us to some of the new modern and the new things we've heard this evening. We had a group of singers here one time, and they said that when they got up here to sing, they said they loved coming here because they heard such a variety of music, but it was all Spirit-filled, and it was all the Lord, and it was just a combination, and we just love, and we're so blessed with the talent God has sent us. We're so blessed with you being here with us. We're so blessed with each and every one of you watching online. We ask you all to be in much prayer of the service tonight, to continuation as we get into God's Word, and I just thank the Lord for allowing us to have those type songs. It just reminds us that name of Jesus. And that's exactly the name that we all need to remember and know and have Him in us as well as on us. Let Him be part of us. Because it's definitely not about First Pentecostal. It's about the Lord and it's about Him. It's about Lord God Almighty and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We just want to worship the Lord. Got a message tonight that the Lord has laid on my heart, and the songs just were confirmation. I'm just going to ask you, if you can, we're going to go ahead and get into it. I'm going to try not to be lengthy. I don't know how long the Lord has intended for us to have this message tonight, but I'm going to let you turn to the Old Testaments. I'm going to ask you to turn to a very familiar part of the Old Testament that we read a lot, especially in our childhood and hopefully in our Sunday school classes. But I'm going to ask you to go to 1 Samuel 17. We're going to read a little bit about David and Goliath this evening. 1 Samuel 17, and we're going to start with verse number 31. Praise God. When you get there, just say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. 1 Samuel 17, 31 through 40 is what we're going to do tonight. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivereth me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proven it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. And he took his staff and his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had even in the scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for your word, dear Lord. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and grace. Dear Lord, as we come to you now, dear Lord, open this service and for this message, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just bless your words, dear Lord. Open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears, dear Lord, that we'll not only hear your words, but we'll receive the message you have intended for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, through the songs of praise, dear Lord, through the situations that we go forth, and now as we deep into your words, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just anoint the lips that are bringing forth your message. Dear Lord, may I get out of the way, dear Lord, and let your word flow. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Y'all know how much I love to love. Praise the Lord. Praise God. As we get ready for this message, I know it's a very familiar message. And as we read in this, there's some situations in my life that has come about that I believe the Lord has purposely brings these things into my memory, and through your testimonies and through all the other things in your lives, it just instills in me the same things, and I just thank the Lord for that. I love to hear your testimonies of praise and situations where God's came on the scene, and that's what I like to say. God came on the scene and he fixed things. Well, our message tonight is a simple title, and as we read again and study here in 1 Samuel, the message tonight is Unproven Armor. And that's where my heart is tonight. It's unproven armor. This is something that's been on my mind. I actually wanted to say something to someone, and I just thank the opportunity to be here and share it with you. How many of us have been in a situation to where we didn't really see an answer? I know I mentioned this not long ago to the Sunday school class. I had an opportunity to teach upstairs with the adults, and with Brother Chris being out, and I'm so grateful that he's back in the swing of things now, right now, and that I can get back over to our other adult class. But as we were preaching, and I was reading some of the old books of the Bible in the Old Testaments, and it brought everything from Jonah to Obadiah to some of the others that they were studying. But it talks about God's love, His mercy, and all the other situations that had gone forth in the way their quarter was. But as we read in Samuel about David, and we think about the situation where he showed up, and let's talk about it just for a minute, just a quick refresher. You know, Samuel was the youngest son of Jesse. There were 8 brothers. 3 of them had gone off to battle at this time with Saul. And as we open up this chapter in 17, David's been in the fields taking care of the flock, being a shepherd. And as he testified a minute ago about the bear and the lion, we know David's been very active. And you could imagine as being a shepherd, being by yourself with your sheep and the responsibility that you have to take care of your father's flock. And that reminds me so much of what Jesus does with each and every one of us, taking care of us. But I want also to go back that as David came in and his father summoned him, and he sent him to where the battle was going on. And he said, take this parched corn and take this cheese and go and take it to him. So he had, as he went and he comes forward, it says Israel was on one side of a mountain and the Philistines were on the other. And apparently there was a valley in between. And as he got there, Goliath had come out and was calling him out. He said, send me your warrior that we will fight. And he says, the winner, if you win, we'll back off and surrender to you. If we win, you will. And Goliath was being, you know, like a giant as we understand him. And it talks about the shekels of weight of his sword. He even had an armor carrier that carried a shield in front of him. And he's standing out there calling them out. And when David comes up, he hears this. And I'm using my word. I'm paraphrasing. I'm just kind of highlight this a little bit. But he talks to some of the soldiers that he's going there and had seen his brothers. And he said, well, what's going on? What's the fear? He said, he's calling out the army of God, that we are God's people. His faith was so strong. And everything that he had done, he says, I don't understand. What are we waiting on? And his one brother came to him and said, why aren't you out there taking care of being the shepherd? Take care of the sheep that you're supposed to be doing. Go back, do your little job. Really cutting him down. You know how brothers are. I've got a few. I was the big brother, though, so I could pick on the other ones. But he called him out. But David kept talking. And it says, as we got into 30 and 31, and he kept speaking, and they says they took the message to Saul, what David was saying. So Saul wanted to see him. And the first thing he did was say, well, you're young. You're just a youth. You can't go out there and take on this giant, this Philistine, because he's a great warrior. And David said something very quickly to Saul with his faith. And as Saul said, I'll read it in 33, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. David testifying on what God had allowed him to do and how God had kept him strong and what he had already experienced in life. And that's what the message is this evening. When we go to God and we are seeking Him and we've been going through storms in life, we've been having things pull against us and we've had situations that we don't see an answer. And I don't know about y'all, but in our family recently, there's been some things going on that I couldn't fix. I had to go to God on my knees, on my face. I said, Lord, I need you. I don't have the answers. I don't know how to do it. But I need you to take care of things. And then it seemed like things were getting better. And I've always given God the glory of my life. Everything good is of Him. And that He'll take care of situations. If He closes a door, He'll open another one. And then during this time, it looks like things were getting better, then something else would happen. Another stumbling block or another issue. And I got to where my emotions were changing as quick as you could flip a light switch. One minute I was up, the next minute, oh Lord, what now? What have we got to do to get this stuff situated? And as you hear these soldiers, as the Philistines, and Israel was on the other bank, and they know that they're the warriors of God, they know all the battles they've done. You know each and every one of them had situations. But at this time, they were frozen in their tracks the way it looked. Even Saul apparently had been seeking someone to go down against Goliath because it said he had offered his daughter to anyone that could go and that could conquer this fight with Goliath. He had offered his daughter in marriage, and he also said their family would be free, if you read in the scripture a little bit further back. So he talks about this. So as David showed up, and for Saul to even inquire, who is this? He's not even one of his warriors. But in my life, and I'm just using me, I know God has given me an opportunity. I'm not bashful. And I don't mind using my experiences because I want to give God the glory. As we struggle with situations, and all of a sudden you're back up on the mountain or you're in the valley or that storm's blowing at you, those trees are swaying, that rain's hitting the windows or situations you go to do something. But God's always in my life, has always taken care of things. And I have to say, I've not always given Him the respect or even gave Him all the glory for it at the time. I said, okay, it's done. We got it. Now let's move on. Instead of if I get older and I seek God more and I study in the Word more and God's calling me to do something and we talk about it at Sunday school probably every other weekend Sunday that we have class is I've made the statement, I don't know how many times, that God's called me to get out of my comfort zone. He doesn't want me to hide from you what He can do for you. He wants me to be honest with y'all and say, we serve a mighty God. And He will carry us through those sicknesses, those situations that we're in, those doctor reports. We've heard of cancer being cured. We've heard of people, even testimonies here of people that God said, you know, they said, the doctor said you wouldn't have but just a few months. And then God let them stay with us as part of our church family for another 5 or 6 years. He's given us that opportunity. Or those struggles that we go through. And I know there's some watching on live feed tonight that are going through rehab and they're in situations where God has to take care of things. It's out of their control. But by faith, we're giving it to the Lord. So David had conquered these situations as a shepherd. And in our children's studies, and I know Elaine and probably some of you others are at the right generation, you remember felt boards and you remember the stories and all the little drawings we do, the little crafts we do in class. Elaine was setting up her class for this new quarter last night. We were over here. And she's working on it and she's coming up with ways to talk to the young people, to put it into terms and in a way. And I know your other Sunday school teachers do too. I'm not just bragging on my Elaine. But I know that each one works with them. Same way you are at school, whether you're on the job, you're training, whatever your position is. Each person's different, and we have to put it in a way that they understand it. And that's how the Word of the Lord is. There are some that want to sit under a minister or a preacher that presents it a certain way. There are some that are considered teaching preachers. There are some that are considered, you know, the fire and brimstone. We all need to know the truth. We know there's a heaven and a hell. But as we study this, and it just came out in my heart, you know, we go through droughts, we go through storms, we have fears, we have all these situations, and when God finally takes care of everything, finally, those are my words because I'm impatient, right? It's in God's time when He takes care of it. Do I give Him the glory? Am I willing for the next battle to say, wait a minute, use me, because look what I've been through. Look where God's brought me from. What did David do? He wasn't taking credit for that. He says, because my God. And as we read a little bit further, I want us to get back into the Word because there's nothing I can say that's any better than this written Word of God. But as I was thinking about these situations that we've gone through recently, and, you know, we're going up and down, getting things done, and then the situations after, it seems like we, and I'm not going into all the details, but most of y'all know, when we finally got to celebrate and getting the next part of God's answered prayers. And then life continues. And there for a minute, Elaine and I looked at each other and said, okay, we can relax a little bit. And that storm's gone. That situation's done. You know, maybe the ship needs to be repaired. Maybe it needs new sails. Maybe the anchor needs to be worked on. Maybe whatever the situation is that we're able to go forth with. But as we go through this, and then the next storm hits, the next situation hits. And I know she doesn't mind me saying it, but the next thing hit. She walked in there Monday to work, and she's the number three person there. And the two owners called her in and said, oh, by the way, we've sold the company. And the new people were already there. So even though she'd talked to some of the new buyers, because she didn't know they were trying to buy the business, and I know there's another company, got the same kind of notice, hey, we're sold. That's just minor. It's just a storm. We see the lightning and hear the wind blow, but we know God will provide. He always has. And that's what David said. As Saul called him out back in 33 and says, Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art a youth. Who are you to fight against this giant? And he is a man of war from his youth. But what did David say? He wasn't tempting God or anything, but he said, and David said to Saul, thy servant, talking about himself, kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. What does a shepherd do? He protects the flock. He says, and I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I can imagine he's pretty mad. You done took my supper away from me. And when he arose against me, I called him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. That's why David had already been through all this, and he already knew what worked. And he goes there, and I can imagine he's looking at all the Israel on one side, and all the stuff that's being said about God and about them. And he says, what's with y'all? What's the problem? Now, granted, there's a youth, that excitement about doing things. And then David said, moreover, Listen to this in 37. This is one that caught me. And this is one I got highlighted. Y'all read this with me if you can. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. That testimony of what God can do. The next storm you're in, the next situation that you're in, instead of, there's nothing wrong with hunkering down when the wind's blowing or the trees are rocking, when the alarms go off and there's another tornado coming through or whatever the situation is. If you're on the coast and they're giving you hurricane warning and they say, you know, it's best you leave, there's nothing wrong with having common sense. But we know God will carry us through. And he says that he will deliver me out of the hand of Philistine. And Saul said unto him, David, go, and the Lord be with you. That is where we are in the next situation in our life. First of all, when it hits you, and we finally realize we can't handle it ourselves, and I love that song. I think I listen to that free music on the radio, and I have Jason Crabb's one, but there's a group that sings on this, and I need to get one of y'all to sing it, because I'm sure somebody here in the church sings it. But the one that says, it's me again, Lord. All right, thank you. And I just love it. And I want it. And matter of fact, we should have asked to sing that tonight. But that is when it's me again, Lord. There's nothing, Lord. God wants us to call on him. He wants to be with us in battle. Matter of fact, we need to turn the battle over to him. Right? That's right. We got to turn it over to him. When we pray for our children, we pray for our grandchildren, we're seeking God to give us answers on how are we going to handle this. It could be bills. It could be sickness. It could be no matter what goes on, God will provide when we turn it over to him. I told somebody at work, and this had to do with our conversation that I just talked to about the news that we got Monday. You know, when God closes the door, I'm a firm believer he's going to open another one. If I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing or heading in the wrong direction or he's got something better for me, close that door, Lord, because I want to go the way you want me to go. We sing the song a lot here in Jordan. It says, you know, to use me, Lord, no matter what, use me. And when we pray that prayer, be prepared because God will use you. It's not like it's all about me. No, it's all about him. It may be uncomfortable to get off our couch on a Wednesday night and go to service. It may be uncomfortable to get up another hour earlier to go to Sunday school. It may be uncomfortable to volunteer for vacation Bible school or go to a ladies' meeting or go to a men's meeting or to help with a function that needs to be done. But that's all. If that's all we got to do for the Lord, if that's all he really asks besides worship him, putting him first in our life, giving him all the glory and everything that we do, that's minor. That is so minor. If he says, lay your wallet up here, or your purse, give it all to me, and we'll take care of things. I'll take care of it for you. Through tithing and offering, through prayer and fasting, the things that we need to do for the Lord, because when we say, it's me again, Lord, I want him to know my voice. But most of all, I want to know his. You know, I can't do this without you. Those are little things I wrote down. And so when I armor up, when I do these things, what are we fixing to get into? Why is the title of our message tonight is Unproven Armor? Where are we going with this? What did Saul do? Saul armed David with his armor and put on a helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor. And then he said he essayed to go. He started to leave, as I understand this, and reading in some other commentaries. But David also realized it had nothing to do, in my heart, the message tonight has nothing to do that they were different size and maybe it was too heavy for him, maybe it didn't fit him well. The message tonight is for us to know that when we face the next situation in our life, that we go back to the same God, the same Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that brought us through this journey before. The same proven walk that we have with God, the same God that created us, the same God that created everything in this universe, every beauty we have, every situation, the same God that's in control of everything that we do is the same God that's brought us where we are today.
When we stumble and fall and we feel like, oh, Lord, what, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. No, I need to be crying out, God, I need you. Get me out of this. Get me out of this, Lord. I surrender to you. Get me out of this. When we have to handle situations, and I just thank the Lord for other things. I don't say there's a big sin, a little sin. Sin is sin, and there's walks that we do. But when we stumble and fall, no matter what it is, the beautiful psalm that we sing, it says he picks us up, and he wipes off our sin, and puts us on our feet again. Just like when we sing, why me, Lord? You know, why would you, of all, I'm a nobody. But God loves us just as equally. As David said to Saul, he says, I cannot use this armor because it's unproven. He knew not to go into battle like that. What did he grab? He grabbed his staff. He grabbed the stones. Let me go a little bit further down. And Saul and David, with his armor, and put on his helmet upon his head of brass, and he armed him with his coat. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go. Then it says, for he had not approved it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. Before he went into battle, he got rid of everything that would distract him or be in the way. I could imagine in my mind, Saul being the beautiful Saul and everything that he was, I'm not saying he was going to run and the sword was going to be dragging the ground or the armor was too heavy. That had nothing to do with what God showed us in this word right here to me. What God's shown me in this, it's unproven. You know, they always say new and approved. God doesn't need to be approved, new and better. He doesn't need to say, well, add a little vinegar in this. Or, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm old school. Elaine's mother, I loved her to death. But Elaine would give her a recipe. And she'd tell Elaine about how she liked the dish. I don't know. There were so many of them because Elaine was brave. She would do things. And her mom says, mine didn't come out like yours. Mine's not as good as yours. Elaine used to laugh about this with her mom. They'd laugh later. And she'd say, well, Mom, how did you cook it? And they'd start going through the recipe. And she says, well, I didn't have any of that, so I added this. And that was her mom's honesty. I don't need armor that hasn't been proven. I don't need somebody to tell me, well, that's not what God needs to do, or this is not the way the Word says, or this is not it. No, I want the Word of God in everything that's put out in here. When I'm going through a struggle, I want the pure God. I want His Word to be true. I want to be able to go to Him with prayer. If I feel nasty and dirty, and Lord, I have to ask for forgiveness first, I want to go to Him on my knees and say, Lord, cleanse me. The Lord, pour your spirit out in me, the Lord. Strengthen me in the situation that I am. We cannot go forward in this world today with all the things coming against us and be half world and half God. We need to be sold out. It's either got to be all God or all world in everything that we do. We cannot let the Lord suffer and try to drag. I don't want Him to have to drag me back. We talk about it all the time, and I know I've done it up here before. When the kids, and we've got the kids, when the twins were little, up there at the Outer Banks, I don't know if y'all been up there, but you've got the houses are right on the beach where we were, around Nag's Head and that area. And that, you know, all that area is up beautiful. It's a different ocean compared to the Gulf. But you have to cross the road to get to where you can park your cars, because there's all these houses on stilts and the big sand hills, or whatever you want to call them, this block, and when the tides are up. But sand dunes, or however we want to word it. But Paige was a little fire stick, and she still is. But she'd pull away from me and want to run across the road. And so Elaine went and snatched her up, and she's pitching a fit. So the way Grandma handled it, she just put her up in her arms and didn't have to worry about tugging on her, keeping her with her. She's just going to be with me. Well, I want God to be that. I want to be that close with Him, that if I'm going out of the way, Lord, grab me up, hold me tight, and say, I'm not going to let you go across that busy highway. I'm not going to let you fall off that cliff. I'm not going to let you stumble when these things come against you. I will shield you. I will protect you. Yes, things happen, but God will strengthen me through it. He'll carry us through. With Meshach and Abednego, the three children in the fire, as He stayed with them and everything there was, He was with them in the fire. and everything that he did. And I don't know, I kind of stumbled in my thoughts here for a minute, and I don't want to go just running around in circles. But also as we go about this, and it says that David says, and I want to flip down to 45. Then said David to the Philistine, you know, he'd already called him out. Above that, in 43, Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. But in 45, then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass to the host of the Philistines this day, and unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. In every situation that we go through and everything that we do, remember your testimonies. Remember your strength. Don't go after the next situation and that unproven armor. Don't think that God changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word is true. He said, I will be with you. I'll not leave you or forsake you. And there's so many places, and I wrote this down even in Psalms 33:11. And it just says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. It's very short. If you read 33, it's beautiful the way it goes. But it just says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. His word was just as good then as it is today, and it will be forevermore. Do not go into the next situation, and I'm looking in the mirror as I said this to myself. Do not take this as any more than just another day that you're just giving it to God. Say, God, you got to handle this one. It's me again, Lord. It's me again, Lord. I need you. For my health, for my walk, for everything that I do. It's me again, Lord. I'm going to use the same God that I talk to, the same Jesus Christ who's my Lord and Savior, the one that cleansed me and that brought me in, because I'm as filthy as dirty rags. I am nothing without Jesus. I am nothing. I'm not even have a right to stand up here to talk to y'all without Jesus. Each and every one of you have a ministry. You have a testimony. We need to remind our children, our grandchildren, what God has done for us. I remember the saints here asking for prayer for their livestock, asking for prayers for their animals, asking for prayers for their crops. Everything that has to be done, that's the same God. When David said in this, that he just said that, and David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these things because I've not proven them. And he grabbed what he knew was proven because God had carried him through with those items. We talked about it a long time ago in a men's breakfast. And for anyone, I've talked about combat. I'm not talking about the pretty shiny stuff that you haven't had, or even in a Bible. Anybody ever got a new, when you get a new Bible, I'm a thumb flipper for my Bible. I flip from the back to the front to find the books of the Bible. Have you ever got a new Bible and its pages stick, you can't get your thing to flip right, and you feel like everybody's looking at you because you're trying to find that verse before the preacher's already through reading it before you get to it. And you're trying to be polite. You're trying to flip. But then you got those Bibles that are worn, those Bibles that have the tear stains, those Bibles that have the highlight marks or the little pencil marks, the ones that if you drop it or you accidentally turn it the wrong way, all your note sheets are going to fall out and all your little markers, your gym clips and all the other things. That's my God. He's the same God. He knows that things that are proven in our life, do not go into this world thinking you're alone. As long as you're saved and you've given God your life, if there's anybody watching online, if you haven't given your life over to the Lord, or you're going through a struggle that you have no idea what you're going to do next, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. All the beautiful songs that were sung tonight as we praise the Lord, as we know that He is our Lord and Savior. But we have to surrender to Him. As we pray for our children, we pray for our nation, our country, our state, our community, our jobs, our finances, this weird weather that's going through here right now, every rain that comes. Y'all know that those of you that like us that drive I-20 daily, that's just an experience. I mean, you can still get hurt just as close to the house. But we just need a place each and every day. We wake up and thank the Lord for a new day. His mercies are new every day. But also when we need Him, we can call on Him. He needs to be that first thought. And I wrote down something that kind of reminds me of something, and then I'm going to get ready to close. I talked about the Bible. But what about a cookie sheet, or in my thing, Elaine knows not to mess with the pan that I put the biscuits in. You don't put it in the dishwasher. You don't do this and that because it messes up the grease and all that's built up in it. It'll stick. Or you get an old skillet, iron skillet. You know, the things, my coffee pot, you better not put soapy water in it. I wash it. She lets me handle it because she doesn't drink coffee. She don't put soap in a coffee pot, or I don't, because it's already aged. It's already the way it's supposed to be. My tea pitcher, the little pot we cook, we boil tea in too. We don't mess with it. We just rinse it out. But that's what God is. I want it to be proven. I know God is proven. If we read this book, read the Old Testament, read the New Testament, follow your Sunday school lessons, follow what the ministers bring forth in their word, go home and read it. Let it sink in. And I know it's time to close, and I know the young ones will be through here in just a minute. But I want to offer, if anybody needs prayer this evening, and I know Wednesday night, I know this is the folks that choose to be here. But I want you to know, we go through struggles too. Doesn't matter how long you've been following the Lord and been one of His children. Things happen. And it's time we give it to God. And we just go the route that's nothing new and approved. We're going to go to the Almighty God, the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And that's where we're going to place it. But if anybody needs prayer tonight, I'm opening up this altar right now. And then we'll pray with you. All right. Some of you saints, gather around, please, as we pray. Oh, being tag teamed? Again, I thank you for your attentiveness. I thank you for your prayers. I know how much we miss Brother Eddie when he's gone, but he needs to get away. We need to get him rested up. This kid, continue to pray for his back too. I believe by faith it's healed. And I just ask that pain goes away and God continues to heal for each and every one of you. We love you. And let's be in much prayer for those prayer requests that come about. And the Lord, for their safety and all others, that it won't be long, we'll all be back in this house. We just love each and every one of you. This prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Lord, thank you for your love. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to humbly come before your throne, dear Lord, and place all of our fears, our cares, our needs into your mighty hands. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us just to have that freedom that we can join together as brothers and sisters of Christ. And, Lord, we'll worship you. Lord, we'll honor you. And, Lord, may we just go that proven direction that you set before us.
Lord, that narrow path that leads us to you, and that our salvational walk, dear Lord, will be dedicated to you. And guide us and direct us. Keep us safe, dear Lord. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen, amen. Praise God.